Good morning.
大家早。
Well, it's nice to be back.
很高兴又回来了。
I think most of you know we spent several weeks in China with Kai's mom.
我想告诉大家，我们在国内和吴凯的母亲在一起待了几周的时间。
That was a great trip.
那是一个很好的旅行。
We even got a little time to walk on the Great Wall of China.
我们还有机会去了一下长城。
This morning I want to, let me just mention one other thing. You know, I just came back from the CNMA conference in Colorado Springs.
我刚去了科罗拉多 Spring 的这个宣道会的一个会议。
Okay, that's a national conference. They bring in pastors from all across America to Colorado Springs, the national headquarters.
这是一个全国性的会议，把全国的很多牧师召集到这个科罗拉多 Spring 的总部。
So there were 170 of us there.
一共有170个人。
And it's the national headquarters is spectacular. It's in the mountains. It's so beautiful.
这个总部在一个山上，是非常的美。
And I can tell you, God, the Spirit of God is just working all over the country and all over the world, bringing in a harvest of people.
我可以告诉大家的是，神的灵在做工，在运行在各个国家，使人不断的得救。
So I met some nice people there, some nice pastors, and made some new friends.
所以我在那边认识了很多新朋友，因为有很多很好的不错的人和牧师。
So while we were away, I'm thinking, what can I talk to you guys about? You know, what do we want to talk about?
所以我就在想，我能跟大家分享什么呢？我们讨论一点什么呢
？And I'm thinking about just basically our walk with the Lord.
所以我就想，我们可以讨论一下与神同行。
So this morning, I think the 23rd Psalm is just such a powerful message for all of us.
所以我觉得今天早上诗篇二十三篇对我们来说是一个很有力量的一段经文。
This is the most well-known portion of Scripture in the whole world.
也是全世界范围内最圣经最熟悉的一段经文。
It's only 6 verses.
一共只有六节。
That means you can memorize it.
也就是说，大家可以背过。
Now this is well known even among unbelievers.
这个甚至在不信的人当中，这段经文都是很有名的。
Even a non-Christian likes the idea of God as shepherd.
甚至是不信的人都喜欢说这个神是我的牧者。
Now who doesn't like to be led, you know, beside still waters and into green pastures?
谁不想在青草地和溪水旁呢？
But the popularity of the 23rd Psalm, it also means that it has been misunderstood.
但是这个诗篇二十三篇这么受欢迎，也说明了这段经文被大家误用。
And it's been misapplied even by Christians and non-Christians alike.
被信主和不信主的人误用误解。
The misapplication in the Christian side is generally towards the prosperity gospel.
在基督徒当中的这个误用，主要是把它讲成了成功神学。
That's where God says to you, whatever you want, I will just give you.
也就是说，神对我们说，不管你要什么，我都会给你。
That is not what the 23rd Psalm is saying.
这不是诗篇二十三篇要说的。
On the non-Christian side of things, they misapply it equally.
这个在不信的人当中，这也是同样的被误用。
The idea on that side is that they think, oh, the shepherd is everybody's shepherd.
他们认为这个牧者是所有人的牧者。
A universal shepherd.
是一个普世的牧者。
That's also not what the 23rd Psalm is saying.
这也不是诗篇二十三篇要讲的。
So this morning I want to take a closer look at the 23rd Psalm.
所以我今天早上想带大家更近距离的来看一下诗篇二十三篇。
Okay, let's see if we can discern who is the Psalm speaking to.
我们来看清楚这个诗篇二十三篇到底是对谁讲话。
What does the 23rd Psalm really teach?
这个诗篇到底要教导我们什么
？Okay.
好吗？
Okay, so let me just say a prayer.
所以我们来做个祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you. You love us so much.
我们感谢你是如此的爱我们。
From your hand comes everything good for those who are called according to your purpose.
按你旨意被召的人得到从你手所造的一切美好的事物。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Please help us to understand the message of the 23rd Psalm.
求你帮助我们能够明白诗篇二十三篇的意义。
Reveal to us your truth.
向我们启示你的真理。
Strengthen our faith.
也加强我们的信心。
We ask in Christ's name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So if you read that 23rd Psalm, you're going to notice something interesting. There's three different pronouns that are used in there. He, you, and I.
如果我们大家刚才看过诗篇二十三篇的话，我们会发现一个有意思的是，就是说这个诗篇里面用到了三个代词，他、你、我。
Okay, so based on that, I'm going to look at the psalm from two perspectives.
所以我们今天从两个角度来看这个诗篇。
The one is from the perspective of the shepherd.
一个是从牧羊人的角度来看。
And the other is from the perspective of the sheep.
另一个是从羊的角度来看。
Okay, so David begins with the Lord is my shepherd.
所以大卫开始写到耶和华是我的牧者。
Now everybody knows David was a shepherd before he became the king of Israel.
大家都知道大卫在做以色列王之前是一个牧羊人。
If you've gone to church for even a little while, you know the story of David and Goliath.
如果大家去教会有过一段时间，大家就知道大卫和巨人歌利亚的故事。
So when young David spoke with King Saul about his willingness to fight Goliath.
当大卫对扫罗王说他愿意去与哥利亚征战的时候，他是这么说的。
Here's what David said.
他这样说。
Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep.
你仆人为父亲放羊。
If a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock,
有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中衔一只羊羔去。
I went after it and I struck it.
我就追赶它，击打它。
And I rescued the sheep from its mouth.
将羊羔从它口中救出来。
When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair.
它起来要害我，我就揪着它的胡子。
I struck it and killed it.
将他打死。
Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear.
你仆人曾打死狮子和熊。
This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them.
这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵。
He has defiled the armies of the living God.
向永生神的军队骂阵。
So the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear,
大卫又说耶和华救了我脱离狮子和熊的爪。
He will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine,
也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
And it's kind of funny, you know, when David goes to see Goliath,
所以当这个大卫去见哥利亚的时候，
Goliath says, what am I, a dog?
说我难道是一只狗吗？
Now if he killed a lion and a bear, a dog is going to be pretty easy by comparison.
如果大卫可以杀死一只狮子，可以杀死一只熊，那杀死一只狗不是很容易吗？
So it's the personal experience of David. He understood the needs of his sheep and he understood the cares of a shepherd.
所以从大卫的经历来讲，他知道这个羊的需要和这个牧人的关怀。
And I want to tell you this idea of shepherding and of God as divine shepherd of his people is all throughout the Bible.
整本圣经都在讲这个神的牧羊和神是我们的牧。
You know who was the first person in the Bible to say the Lord is my shepherd?
大家知不知道谁是圣经中第一个说耶和华是我的牧者的人？
Think of David, of course, but he's not the first.
我们都会想到大卫，但大卫不是第一个。
The first occurrence is way back in the book of Genesis.
这个第一个说这句话的人要追溯到创世纪。
And it's when Jacob is blessing the two sons of Joseph.
那是雅各在祝福他的两个在祝福约瑟的两个儿子的时候说的。
Ephraim and Manasseh.
就是以法莲和马拿西。
So Jacob, whose name is later changed to Israel,
雅各也就是之后改名为以色列的。
He says, "May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked faithfully."
他说，愿我祖亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神。
The God who has been my shepherd.
就是一生牧养我。
The angel who has delivered me from all harm.
救赎我脱离一切患难的那使者。
May he bless these boys.
必赐福于这两个童子。
And if you remember there when Jacob does that, he has his hands crossed like this.
大家如果记着的话，雅各的手是这样交叉，放在两个。
Symbolic of the cross again.
放在两个人身上，所以这也就是十字架的一个象征。
Now Jacob's he experienced the shepherding of God on his life personally.
所以雅各就亲自的经历过神的牧养。
God as the divine shepherd, he pursued Jacob.
神作为牧羊人，他就追赶雅各。
God rescued Jacob.
也拯救了雅各。
He led Jacob.
也带领他。
Disciplined Jacob.
也管教他。
And he changed Jacob from Jacob the deceiver.
把那个行诡诈的雅各
and he changed him into Israel, the prince of God.
变成了以色列，就是神的王子。
So when David is writing these words here in the 23rd Psalm,
所以当大卫写诗篇二十三篇的时候
it'sThat God is also his shepherd.
神也是他的牧者。
It's not merely that David is not merely remembering back to, oh, I remember when I was a shepherd, and you know, it's more than that.
大卫并不只是记起来啊、哦，我以前是个放羊的。
And it's not merely that he's remembering in Scripture what Jacob had said.
他也不是只是想到雅各之前在经文中所说的。
It's really the Holy Spirit is inspiring David to pen these words.
而是圣灵在他里面启示他。让他写下这样的话。
And aren't you glad that he says the Lord is my shepherd?
他说耶和华是我的牧者，大家不感到高兴吗？
In the New Testament, Jesus refers to himself as the shepherd.
在新约里面，耶稣就讲到自己就是那个牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
A hired hand is not the shepherd. He does not own the sheep.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。
So when the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep, runs away.
他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走。
And when the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it,
狼抓住羊赶散了羊群。
And that man runs away because he's a hired hand. He doesn't care about the sheep.
雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
But Jesus says.I'm the good shepherd.
主耶稣说我是好牧人。
I know my sheep.
我认识我的羊。
Know me.
我的羊也认识我。
Jesus also tells Peter to be a shepherd.
主耶稣也告诉彼得要做一个牧人。
You remember when Jesus reinstates Peter after Peter had denied Jesus three times?
当这个主耶稣使彼得重新恢复信心，在彼得三次不认主之后。
Three times Jesus says to Peter that he should.Feed my sheep.
主耶稣对彼得说了三次，你要牧养我的羊。
Remember that?
大家还记得吗？
Okay. In 1 Peter 5, Peter writes to the elders of the churches.
在彼得前书第五章，彼得写信给教会的长老。
Peter learned from Jesus.
彼得是从主耶稣那里学来的。
He writes, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care."
彼得说，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
Watch over them, not because you must, but because you're willing.
按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
That's what God wants you to be.
是按照神的旨意照管他们。
You're not pursuing dishonest gain, but you're eager to serve.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
You're not lording it over those who have been entrusted to you.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
You'd be an example to the flock.
做群羊的榜样。
Peter says, "When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away."
彼得说，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
I give you one more example from the Apostle Paul.
我再给大家一个使徒保罗的例子。
And I actually had a whole bunch of examples, but my wife edited them out.
我有一大堆例子，但是我妻子把我都给删了。
The Apostle Paul, speaking to the elders, says this.
使徒保罗对长老是这样说的。
Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
圣灵立你们做全权的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎。
Be shepherds of the church of God.
也为全群谨慎牧养神的教会
The church of God which he bought with his blood
就是他用自己血所买来的
So this theme of shepherding it's throughout all throughout the Bible
所以这个牧羊的主题就始终贯穿整本圣经
There's many other examples
还有很多其他的例子
The shepherd, the idea of the shepherd it's the character of God
这个牧者这牧人就是神的一个特征
It's also the character of God's people
也是神百姓的一个特征
So when David wrote the Lord is my shepherd
所以当大卫写到耶和华是我的牧者
You see he's not making this universal statement about the condition of all men
他并不是做一个普世性的陈述是说这是对全人类都适用的
You think about it why didn't David as the king of Israel say
大家可以想一想为什么大卫作为以色列的王没有这样说
why didn't he say the Lord is Israel's shepherd
他为什么不说耶和华是以色列的牧者
or the Lord is our shepherd
为什么不说耶和华是我们的牧者
He says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他说耶和华是我的牧者。
So the question is, can everyone say, "The Lord is my shepherd"?
所以问题就是，是不是每个人都可以说耶和华是我的牧者
？See, the 23rd Psalm cannot be properly understood except.You go back one psalm and read the 22nd psalm.
如果我们不看上一篇诗篇，诗篇二十二篇的话，我们就不能真正正确的明白诗篇二十三篇。
As King David, he wrote both of these psalms 1,000 years before Jesus is born.
大卫写这些诗篇的时候，离主耶稣的降生还有1000多年。
There's prophecy of Christ's death and crucifixion in the 22nd psalm.
这里就有基督的钉十字架和受死的预言。
In the 22nd psalm, we read.These words.
在诗篇二十二篇是这样写的。
Remember, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
They pierced my hands and my feet.
他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
They divided my clothes among them, and they cast lots for my garments.
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣占究。
Now, when you get into the gospel account, you're going to find these prophecies are fulfilled.In Jesus.
当我们读到福音书的时候，我们就看到这些预言都在主耶稣身上应验。
In the Gospel of Mark, for example,
在马可福音我们读到
，At the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying,
伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说
，Now Jesus is in pain. He cries out in Aramaic.
这个主耶稣当时在疼痛中，所以他用当时的语言说
，Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴格大尼。
It means, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
的意思就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？It's a direct quote from the 22nd Psalm.
直接引用了诗篇二十二篇的话。
So Jesus, who is the Word of God, he dies.Quoting scripture.
所以主耶稣作为这个神的道，他临死之前用了神的话。
And by dying on the cross, Jesus makes peace between sinful men and a holy God.
因为死在十字架上，所以主耶稣就在有罪的人和神之间做成了一个平安的桥梁。
You remember when Jesus was debating, actually the Jews are debating with Jesus.
大家记得当犹太人和主耶稣辩论的时候
，Jesus says to them, "You do not be." Believe because you are not my sheep.
主耶稣这样对他们说：“你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。”
Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice."
主耶稣说：“我的羊听我的声音。”
I know them and they follow me.
我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
So we cannot claim that Jesus is our shepherd as David does in Psalm 23.
所以我们不能。说主耶稣是我们的牧者，像大卫在诗篇二十三篇所说的那样。
Unless we first believe what Jesus has done for us, as we see in Psalm 22.
除非我们首先相信主耶稣为我们所做成的，也就是诗篇二十二篇所讲的。
Let me ask you, do you believe?
我来问大家，你们相信吗
？Do you believe Jesus is who He says He is?
大家相不相信主耶稣就是他说他是的那一位
？Do you believe Jesus is God's Son?
你相不相信耶稣是神的儿子？
Do you believe God came? He became a man in the person of Jesus.
你相不相信神取了人的形象来到世界，就是主耶稣
？Do you believe He died on the cross, like it says in Psalm 22?
他，你相不相信他死在十字架上，就像诗篇二十二篇所讲的那样
？Do you believe He died for sins and satisfied the wrath of God the Father?
你相不相信他为罪死，能够满足神的愤怒
？Do you believe that you need His death on your behalf?
你相不相信你需要他为你的死
？Because you're born in sin, you're born an enemy of God.
因为你是生在罪中，你生来是。神的敌人。
Do you believe the only way to access righteousness with God is through the death of Christ?
你相不相信唯一能得到神公义的方法，就是借着主耶稣的死
？That's a death that you deserve, but that He paid.
主耶稣的死是你应得的，但是他为我们付了代价。
Do you believe He is your only hope for salvation?
你相不相信他是你救恩唯一的盼望
？See, it's only if you can answer yes to all those questions.
所以你如果可以对这些所有的问题都说是的话
，then you can claim as King David claims.
你就可以像大卫王一样说
，Ah, the Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
Now listen, the Bible describes true followers of Christ as sheep.
这个新约经常把神的跟从，把跟随神的人说成是羊。
It's the very nature of sheep. They need a shepherd.
羊的本性就是需要牧人。
You're not going to find sheep running around in the wild.
大家不会看见羊在满世界到处乱跑。
Sheep are not out there in the forests and the jungles running around.
不是跑到树林里，跑到灌木丛里。
By nature, sheep are defenseless.
这个羊的本性是没有抵抗力的。
A sheep in the wild is in big trouble.
如果这个羊在野外，这就是个大问题。
Sheep are needy.
羊是有需要的。
Sheep are easily frightened and wary.
这个羊是谨慎小心的。
Sheep are not bright.
羊不聪明。
Sheep are ignorant.
有点蠢蠢的。
Sheep need a shepherd. They're prone to wander.
这个羊是需要一个牧人的，要不他们就会走散。
Sheep have no sharp teeth or claws with which to defend themselves.
羊没有锋利的牙齿和爪子来保护他们。
Did you know a sheep can die from simply falling over?
大家知不知道，如果一只羊掉了队，它就有可能会死。
It's not able to get back up on its feet by itself.
它自己是跟不上的。
It's true.
这是真实的。
A sheep can die from simply falling.
这个羊如果只是因为掉队，就有可能会死。
So it takes humility to think of yourself.As a sheep.
所以这需要我们谦卑的来把我们自己想象成是羊。
In our fallen sin nature, we want to think of ourselves as wise and capable.
在我们有罪堕落的本性中，我们会觉得自己是很聪明又很有能力的。
But sin makes us think, I don't need a shepherd.
是罪使我们想我不需要牧人。
Sin makes us think, I can do it on my own.
罪使我们想啊，我自己可以做的。
So let's move on in verses 2 and 3.
所以我们来看第二节和第三节。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
You know, in Hebrew poetry, when an author wants to emphasize a point, like make it bold, he says it twice.
如果这个希伯来的诗人想要强调一件事情的话，他会把它说两遍。
They didn't have bold italics back in those days.
What is that?
Oh, it's okay. On your computer, you can make the type bold.
那就会使这个标题加粗。
So here you're going to see the shepherd provides both a physical and also he provides for the sheep physically and spiritually.
所以我们看到这个牧人提供了一个物质层面和精神层面的供应。
Okay. So just as green grass and still waters would satisfy the physical needs of the sheep.
我们知道这个青草地和溪水旁可以满足羊的物质上的需要。
So God's word is going to satisfy and refresh our spiritual needs.
神的话就满足并且使我们灵里的需要更新。
He leads us along the right paths because we can't do it.
他引导我们走正确的路，因为我们自己做不到。
You can't do it by yourself.
因为我们靠着自己是不能做的。
You know, often when things are good, our sinful tendency is kind of forget about the shepherd.
当我们在顺境当中的时候，我们常常会忘了我们的牧人。
We get kind of puffed up with ourselves.
我们就开始自我膨胀。
We think it's by our own ability.
我们就觉得这是我们靠我们自己的能力。
But I've got green grass and still water.
所以我才得到了青草地和溪水。
I might even look down on others who don't have those things.
有的时候甚至会看不起。没有这些物质的人。
I did it myself.
因为我觉得这是我自己做的。
But the reality is everything we have, the green grass and the still waters, that's God's grace.
但事实上我们所拥有的一切这个青草地和溪水旁，这都是神给我们的恩典。
Now there's times when a shepherd, he's going to need to move his sheep from this green pasture over to another green pasture.
有的时候牧人会带着羊从一个青草地走到另一个青草地。
And so as the sheep go from one to the other, they may have to go through a dangerous place until they get there.
所以当这群羊在这个路上走的时候，他们路上可能会遇到一些危险。
So David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
所以大卫继续说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，
I will fear no evil，
也不怕遭害，
for you are with me，
因为你与我同在，
your rod and your staff that comfort me，
你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
So there's a transition that happens here，
所以这里有一个过渡的转变。
David goes from telling us about the shepherd saying he，
大卫开始提到他的牧人的时候说是他。
Now he's going to speak directly to the shepherd。 He doesn't say he is with me， he says you are with me。
然后他就开始直接对这个牧人说话，他说他不是说他与我同在，而是说你与我同在。
The idea is like as the situation has become dangerous， as his voice has become more personal， more intimate。
所以有的时候这个情况变得危险起来的时候，这个语气就变得更加亲密。
Think of it as like when my son Andy gets scared, he immediately calls out, Mom, Dad.
所以当我儿子 Andy 他遇到危险的时候，他就赶紧喊妈爸妈妈。
We do that when we're scared. We go directly to the source.
所以我们遇到危险的时候，我们就去直接找那个可以保护我们的源头。
So, his rod is a weapon to fend off enemies, lions, bears, wolves.
所以神的杖就是可以抵挡敌人的，抵挡那些狮子、熊和狼的。
And his staff is used to guide the sheep when you're in difficulty.
他的竿就是带领羊，当羊遇到困难的时候。
That's why when the sheep see those on the shepherd, they're comforted.
所以当这个羊看到牧人的竿，就会觉得受到了安慰。
So when we're in difficulty, if it could be a financial difficulty, a physical sickness, you need a job, whatever.
所以我们有的时候遇到困难，如果是经济上的，或者是身体上的疾病，或者是需要一个工作。
You don't need to fear.
我们不用惧怕。
Why?
为什么呢？
Is it because I've learned how to be strong?
是因为我已经学会了怎样坚强。
I've learned how to protect myself and to take care of myself.
是因为我学会了怎样保护和照顾自己。
No.
不是。
It's because he's with me.
因为神与我同在。
And I know he cares for me.
我知道神在，神是关心我的。
Okay, it's not my strength that I'm depending on.
我不是依靠我自己的力量。
I'm depending upon him.
我是依靠神。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
So God hasn't promised that as soon as you become a Christian, your troubles are over.
神并没有应许我们说，只要你做基督徒，你的问题全部解决。
Not yet.
没有。
When we look around us, we see all kinds of trouble.
所以当我们四周看的时候，我们看见各种各样的困难。
But we should not say, Oh God, where are you?
但是我们不应该说，神啊，你在哪里？
Hey, what kind of a shepherd leaves his sheep with enemies all around?
把羊带到敌人中间，这算什么样的牧人啊？
No, God does not promise, he promises to prepare a table for us even in the midst of our enemies.
神不是这样的，但是他应许我们说，他甚至会在我们敌人中间为我们摆设宴席。
When you're scared, God basically says, just sit down and eat.
当你害怕的时候，神可能只是告诉你坐下吃着宴席。
I got you covered.
我保护你。
Listen, when Israel was in bondage in Egypt,
所以当以色列在埃及为奴的时候，
God gave them a table,
神就给他们一个宴席，
Passover meal,
就是逾越节的晚餐。
The blood of the lamb was applied on the doorposts,
这个羊羔的血就要洒在门框上。
And when the family went inside in the safety of that blood-stained doorway,
所以当这个家庭走到涂着羊羔的血的门里，
they ate a meal together,
他们就一起吃这个晚餐。
They're in readiness to go out from bondage.
他们就已经准备好要脱离这个辖制。
Or in the New Testament, Jesus transforms that Passover meal.
还有在新约里面，主耶稣把逾越节的晚餐，给我们做了一个转变。
That's our communion table.
也就是我们今天的圣餐。
So when we come to the communion table, we praise Jesus for who he is.
所以当我们来到主的桌前，我们就赞美耶稣，因为为了他是谁而赞美他。
Praise Jesus for what he has done.
也赞美他为我们所成就的。
And that coming to the Lord's table, that's a reminder. It reminds us as his sheep, you see, you've been given eternal life.
我们来到主的桌前，就是提醒 醒我们，我们作为他的羊，我们得到了永远的生命。
You receive forgiveness of your sin.
我们的罪就得到了赦免。
But all those who are enemies, all who hate Christ and hate the church.
还有当那些所有的敌人，也就是他们厌恶主耶稣、厌恶教会的那些人，
they cannot come to this table.
他们不能来到这样的桌前。
They won't come to this table.
他也不愿意来到桌前。
They remain under God's wrath.
他们应得的是神的愤怒。
The enemies will be dealt with by God.
神就会来处理他们。
So the day is still coming. He's going to remove all the dangers and all the enemies.
所以那一天还没有来，那天到的时候。
That's the end of the psalm.
神就替我们去除所有的危险和敌人。
In the last verse, verse 6.
所以就是在这篇诗篇的最后一节。
Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Okay, you've got strength for today and you've got hope for tomorrow.
所以我们就得到了今天的力量，得到了明天的盼望。
This is the promise of the shepherd for his sheep in the 23rd Psalm.
这就是牧人在诗篇23篇给羊群的应许。
You don't earn his goodness, you don't earn his love, you don't earn his mercy.
你不是赚得他的恩惠，赚得他的慈爱，赚得他的爱。
Those are the characteristics of the shepherd.
这就是牧羊人的性格。
The promises result from his character, who he is.
我们得到是因为他，是因为神是谁。
They come to us purely by his grace.
我们只是因为神的恩典，我们才能得到。
So goodness and mercy, or goodness and love, they're going to follow you all the days of your life, like two bodyguards following you.
恩惠慈爱随着我们，就像两个保镖一样。
Okay, I want to now just flip it and look at it from the other side, from the perspective of the sheep.
我现在想反过来从另一个角度来看这个看这段经文。
There's only three I statements.
有三个关于我的陈述。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
I will fear no evil.
也不怕遭害。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So from the perspective of the sheep.
所以从羊的角度来看。
I will not want. Why?
我必不致缺乏。为什么呢？
Because the good shepherd will supply his sheep with all they need.
因为好牧人就供应羊所有的需要。
I will not want.
我必不致缺乏。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
因为耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord will provide me with everything I need.
神就会供应我一切的需要。
Now what happens when I come to a point in my life where I don't have something that I need?
所以当我在生活中得不到一些我想要的东西的时候怎么办呢？
You didn't need it.
因为你不需要。
But you say, yes, I needed it.
但是你说，哎呀，我真的是很需要啊。
But listen, you might have wanted it.
你有可能是很想要。
And in your mind, things would have worked out more easily if you had it.
或者在你的想象中，事情会变得容易一些，如果你拥有了这个。
But if God did not give it to you,
如果神没有给你，
you didn't need it.
那就是说你不是需要，没有缺乏。
Think of the alternative view.
换个角度想一想。
If you say, I really need something in my life.
如果你说我的生活中真的需要一些东西。
But God,
但是神，
he's unwilling or he's unable to provide it.
他不愿意或者没有能力给我。
That's not our God.
那就不是我们的神。
That is not the God of the Bible.
那就不是圣经中的神。
Sometimes you may think you really need it.
有的时候你觉得你真的是很需要。
But for what purpose do you need it?
但是你需要的目的是什么呢？
So life for the Christian, it's not about accomplishing what you think is best in your mind.
所以基督徒的生活不是说我来成就我认为是最好的生活。
Life for the Christian is about you and me, and we're trusting God in all circumstances.
基督徒的生活应该是你和我都不管在什么样的情况下都相信神。
You might think, hey, if I had X, then my loved one wouldn't have died.
你如果说如果我有什么什么的话，我的爱人就不会死去。
So now I'm thinking, well, people die because I don't have what I need to prevent death.
所以我觉得人死亡是因为我没有拥有那些我真正需要阻挡死亡的东西。
Who do you think you are?
你觉得你是谁呢？
Is God not the very author and the giver of life?
难道不是神创造并给予我们生命吗？
So this psalm, it's not about the prosperity gospel as some have misinterpreted it to be.
所以这篇诗篇不是像有些人所解释的那样是一个成功神学。
When it says, I shall not want, it doesn't mean God's going to give you everything you want.
当我们说到我必不是缺乏的时候，不是说神会给我们我们想要的一切东西。
Here's what the Apostle Paul learned.
使徒保罗 是这样学到的。
Paul says, I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
我无论在什么情况下都可以知足。
I know what it is to be in need.
这是我已经学会了。
I know what it is to have plenty.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处富足。
I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want.
或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
And I can do all this through Him who gives me strength.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Okay, I can do all this.
我凡事都能做。
Not all things, I can do this through Him who gives me strength.
不是说我想做什么就做什么，而是说从神得来的力量。
So think about it.
神要我做的，我都可以做。
Paul wanted to go to Asia.
所以保罗想要去亚细亚。
The path was blocked.
但是他的路被挡住了。
He submitted to God's will. He went to Macedonia instead.
他就顺服了神的旨意，去了马其顿。
He wanted to go to Rome and he wanted to go to Spain.
他想去罗马，想去西班牙。
But he waited patiently for God's timing.
但是他耐心等候神的时间。
Why is it that Paul can live this way?
为什么保罗可以活出这样的生命呢？
And it's like Paul and David. They're not focusing on the outer circumstances. They're focusing on their relationship.
因为保罗和大卫他们没有这个，只是关注他们外在的环境，而是他们仰望主。
I can do all this through Him who gives me strength.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Listen, that verse is often misinterpreted to mean.
这句经文也经常被大家误解。
God is going to bless my plan.
说神会祝福我的计划。
I will win.
我能赢。
But it's really saying I can be content in all circumstances.
这句话是告诉我们，我们在各样的情况下都能满足。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I trust my shepherd is good.
因为我相信我的牧人是好牧人。
Secondly, I'll fear no evil.
第二，我也不怕遭害。
We can easily live in fear.
我们很容易就生活在这个恐惧中。
Hey, what if there's a big earthquake?
如果地震了怎么办？
What if the stock market crashes?
如果股市崩溃了怎么办？
What if I get some terrible disease?
如果得了重病怎么办？
What if I lose my job?
我丢了工作怎么办？
There's thousands of what ifs.
有成千上万的如果。
Or as believers, we can trust in the Lord.
或者我们作为基督徒，我们可以相信神。
So those of us who live long enough, we know there can be some, you know, really dark and gloomy days.
所以我们当中活了很长的人，大概知道这个生活中会有一些黑暗和沮丧的时候。
We don't need to fear them.
但是我们不用惧怕。
And it's not because we're strong.
不是因为我们强壮。
But it's because we trust and we know our shepherd is with us through it all.
而是因为我们相信并且知道我们的牧者与我们同在。
There's lots of things in this world that are stronger and more powerful than you or I.
世界上有很多的事情比你和我更强壮更有力。
And it's a good thing I'm not depending on only me.
好消息是我并不是只是靠我自己。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, the last point.
最后一点。
Finally, as believers, we have this eternal perspective.
作为这个信徒，我们有永远的盼望。
That reminds me that this is the third point. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
诗篇提醒我们说，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Okay. In order to live forever, this is a clear prophecy of resurrection.
这就是一个关于复活的很清楚的一个预言。
You know Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you.
我们知道主耶稣去为我们预备地方。
The day is fast approaching when all who believe in him will be moving in.
那日子就快来了，我们相信他的都可以与他同住。
So that's the sheep eye view of the 23rd Psalm.
所以这就是羊的眼光看诗篇二十三篇。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not fear.
我不怕遭害。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So you see, the 23rd Psalm, it is given to the people of God.
所以我们知道这个诗篇二十三篇是给神的百姓。
So that each of us can say, along with King David.
所以我们每个人都可以和大卫王一起这样说。
The Lord.
耶和华
is my shepherd.
是我的牧者。
Okay, if you believe that with me, would you say that with me this morning?
如果大家相信这样，大家愿不愿意和我一起来说
？The Lord,
耶和华
is my shepherd.
我的牧者。
Amen.
Amen. 啊，谢谢 Peter。